Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 March 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. My goodness, folks, if we were just going to cover the news tonight, we'd have more news to talk about than we could stand. But we're going to get off the coronavirus and all the things going on there and all the hype behind that and what all has been taken down by our government into almost a martial law scenario. We're going to just skip through that tonight. We're going to be up against in a few minutes. I think that you're going to want to hear. I certainly am glad I'm Eddie, but I'll tell you about that in just a minute. In the meantime, don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday is office day. If everything goes right, between 9 and 4 each tomorrow, I'll be in the office all day, take phone calls just to say hi to you or answer questions if I can, or if I can counsel you or minister to you, I'll be here for that, folks. Please, please, please know that I'm available. I'm available about every day of the week. If I won't be in the office every day, but Lisa can find me if you'll call the office number. She'll find me, and I'll call you back. I'm here as a minister. I'm not a famous talk show host. I'm nothing but a servant just like everybody else. And if you need to talk to us, you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, we are going to have churches coming Saturday, Lord willing, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us. I really, really do. Oh, my folks, I hope you join us for the current events and especially finish up the lesson we started on. The next lesson I'm going to do starting the first next month is going to be something that you're going to hear also. But anyway, you can join us if you want to by going to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there we are. You can listen on the phone if you like, and two different numbers, 712-770-9418 or 605-562-0489. There are no codes needed for those. Just call those numbers and it should come right up. And I hope you can join us for that. For those reasons, I want you to be there and to share with us. You can also call and talk to us. There'll be a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us and share your thoughts if you like. I want you to know that you're part of the ministry, folks. I'm just a servant. Maybe I have a different office, but I'm just a servant. You feel free to call us if you like and share your stories. And don't forget about we are offering the book, Backyard Medicine, a book that everyone needs in their library, especially folks in days like these. This nation right now is on very shaky ground. It's like somebody built a house on a set of toothpicks. Very shaky. It's shaking out the market. The market's going to be closed Monday. And they are, yeah, folks, just dropping like a rock. And two more days left in this week. All you can do to prepare yourself now is time to do it. Backyard Medicine is a book you need to have for a lot of reasons. You can feed yourself with it, have knowledge of what's around you, and make medicine for yourself if necessary. You can make vitamin C out of pine needles, and vitamin C is a good fighter against all kinds of viruses and everything else. But anyway, Also, we have Royal Berkeys. The Royal Berkey is all there is left, and these are scratch and ding, and we have them available to ministry. You got a lot of them right now. The Royal Berkeys are available, folks, but there are no other Berkeys available on the market in the U.S. right now. They're out of them. They're out of them. Just like Daniel at Numana Foods is out of food. Just like Mountain House is out of food. We tried to warn people this is going to happen a long time ago to prepare, but some did, many didn't. But we do have the Royal Berkeys, folks, at a very good price because they're scratch and ding. If you call the office tomorrow, we'll tell you what they are and how to get them to you. Get them while they last. 800-777-4403 and 304-846-4448. And we, as of yesterday, we have all the Strauss products available here at the office. The heart drops, my mind's going blank on that. But on the rest of products, on the kidney function helper and CardioCalm, we have all those here and available in the office right now. So you can call tomorrow or those if you want to. We have them available, and we'll be shipping out some orders already placed last week. We'll get them out of here to you tomorrow, so bear with us on that. Now let's get to our guest. Our guest tonight is a gentleman I've talked to now several times on the phone over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Not a stranger to you at all. His name is David Stetzer. If you listen to the Power Hour, you know who David Stetzer probably is. And the product he come up with that I have personally used now for the last couple weeks, and I will tell you what I found the moment they were plugged in and put to use, all right? Now, I won't do that because, believe it or not, I knew this, but I didn't know what to do about it. We sit in a constant bombardment of radiation and dirty electricity that's poisonous every day. And a lot of the ailments we have, we think are just because we're getting older. Actually, is not that's not the only reason. But David Stetzer, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Now, I want you to make yourself to home, David, please. And tell the folks a little bit about David, who you are, where you come from, and what you've done. And just let us know who you are for the people there that never heard you before.
Well, 100 years ago, not quite, but anyway, I was joined the United States Air Force during the Vietnam War. Was, you know, at least I got my pick because otherwise we were going to get drafted.
What year did you join?
1970.
Well, I joined 67, but I still ended up in Vietnam a while, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, you know, we were getting drafted if we didn't, you know.
Right.
So at least I got my choice, and I got trained in electronics. I went to Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi for a year.
What did you study, by the way? I'm not kidding up here. What did you study?
Electronics.
Okay, I was a ditty bopper.
Oh, well, then were you Air Force?
I was at Keesler Air Force Base.
Oh, then you were at Keesler, too, because, yeah, they had that, yeah, so. But
yep.
Anyway, so, but it wasn't really, it was billed as the number one electronics school in the world at the time. And so after that, I was an electronics technician in the Air Force. And I got out and I started my own business, an electrical business. And we had electrical contracting, electrician, things like that. But along about, 1995, 96-ish, somewhere in there, there was a lot of problems with what farmers called stray voltage. Well, voltage doesn't stray, so I didn't want to get involved in it. But at one time, I actually did some tests for a guy, and I figured out what the problem was right away. And what happened is, and we know it affects milk production. And so, but the farmer said, you know, this doesn't just affect our cows, it affects people. My wife, when she comes into the barn, she gets heart palpitations, and she passes out, mental depression, things like that. So they take her in an ambulance, and it's an hour's drive to the hospital, and, of course, it's on a rubber-tired vehicle and everything. So then they get her in there, and they can't find anything wrong with her. But so then we'd had those symptoms before, or heard those symptoms of those symptoms, but they were classified. So the point was is that, okay, those symptoms can only be if you're exposed to higher frequencies. So this was back in 98, somewhere around there, 97. Well, there wasn't a cell tower on every corner. Wi-Fi was non-existent, things like that. We don't have any radar bases up here or anything like that, so we thought, well, Where is this high frequency coming from? Well, it's on the ground because the cows are feeling it and they're making them sick. So then we traced it back to the power company. They're putting it in the ground. Well, how did it get on the power lines in the first place? And we traced it back into the homes and businesses. It's modern-day electronic devices all run on DC current. So they take the AC that you plug it into the wall, and it turns it into DC to run computers and TVs, things like that. When you and I were kids growing up, we went to our grandpa's house and we looked in the TV. They had the vacuum tubes.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, remember you looked in there. Well, all the AC did was just heat a filament and kind of like boiled electrons off of a plate. And it's literally what it was called, is a plate in the tubes. Well, now we don't do that. We use switch mode power supplies, and we chop up the sine wave really bad, and it creates a lot of high-frequency transients that get put back on all the wires in the house, on the grid, in the building, office building, whatever. So Martin Graham, who was a professor emeritus from UC Berkeley, and he retired just about that time, and him and I were best friends, and so we said, you know, why don't we try to remove that from the line and then see if people get better, just for our own knowledge. And we did. We figured a way of doing it, and we measured it, and we used an oscilloscope, and we can actually see this stuff. So we built a filter that removes it from the line, and of course people got better. But remember, we couldn't talk about this too much, so I had to go to Russia, where there was a lot more research done. And they actually made weapons with it. It's called Project Pandora. You can look it up on the internet. But anyway, they pulsed our U.S. embassy in it. So they didn't want to help us at first, but then when I showed them what was on their power lines, they said, oh my gosh, this is really bad.
Oh, I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind, real quick, David. They pulsed your embassy with it. What did they expect to gain out of the pulse in the embassy?
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I asked them that. But remember, this is during the Cold War. And just kind of a joke, one guy said, well, you know, how would you like to negotiate an arms treaty with somebody that, and you're talking about how many missiles are in a silo out in North Dakota somewhere, and they don't even know what their, they can't remember what their name was 2 minutes ago because they're all confused. It causes confusion, things like that. There's different symptoms. So it was kind of a joke, but, you know, they laughed and I smiled, I guess, but anyway. I was at a top secret military lab up in Moscow. I've been all over Russia. I've consulted for the health department in Russia, in Moscow, St. Petersburg. I've been in Kazakhstan, met with the deputy minister of health. I've been around the world. But when we showed them what was on their building's wires, then they got really concerned and they said, okay, you gotta help us. But we use an oscilloscope to measure it with. And so, that's a very expensive piece of equipment, first of all, and you got to know how to use it. So they ask us, could you make us a meter that will measure the high-frequency energy that's on the building's wire? Because we can't afford to buy oscilloscopes for all our what they call sanitary stations, and that's, we would say our health department, for example. And so I said, well, I don't know if I can, but I know a guy who probably can, and of course Martin Graham. And we did develop a meter to measure this with. Now, since then, all kinds of professors of medicine and professors of environmental sciences and things like that have done research on these filters with our meter. And things like blood sugar and neurotransmitters in your urine. I mean, these are numbers that are plotted against numbers. But kids like have ADD when they put them in the school. Those symptoms go away in about 3 days.
So ADD, by the way, has really went up tremendously in the last several years, and that's why they have on Ritalin and Prozac. Do you think this is a big cause of it?
Professor Sam Milham, who's a professor of medicine and world-famous epidemiologist, he believes it 100%. I believe it, but he actually is a medical doctor who can say that that's what causes it, and he's written several papers and books on it. They've done research. Professor Magna Havis from Trent University in Canada has done research with schools, and these kids that have these ADD problems and stuff, that all goes away right away. like that Ritalin, it usually takes about 3 days and the kids are off that Ritalin.
Hmm. Interesting.
If you look at the symptoms of Robert Olbecker, I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he's written a couple books. He was twice nominated for a Nobel Prize. He was a medical doctor. And he said back in the 80s, he said, we are now being exposed to frequencies we've never been exposed to before. It is the cause of the made-up diseases of, you know, of course, then it was the 80s. And he listed chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, ADD, and ADHD. And, of course, if you look at those symptoms, they are the exact same symptoms as radio wave sickness. There's a known cause and cure for radio wave sickness. There is no known cause or cure for fibromyalgia or ADD or chronic fatigue. But they're
wow,
the same symptoms.
That's true. So, but all these were unheard of until they started bombarding us with all these frequencies. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're about the same age. So when we went to school, how many kids had ADD?
Very few, if any.
I don't remember anybody having ADD or ADHD. And, you know, I mean, everybody had good and bad days, but my mom or nobody like that was ever diagnosed with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or anything like that either.
And those are so common today. And, of course, now we have cell phones just bombard us all day and all night, no matter where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look at how many people, you know, the diabetes is, like, rampant. I don't remember anybody when I was a kid that had diabetic, that was a diabetic.
Yes, I know that. Yes. The very rich, and cancer also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cancer also.
Yep.
But now, you go ahead. I mean, keep interrupting you, but this is the interesting conversation. I've been anxious to have you on for a while. Now, you go ahead.
No, I mean, well, that kind of brings us to, well, we developed the filter. We tried one in a whole house filter. They don't work very good. We got some good results, but not, they weren't perfect. And Graham and I, both are members of the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and so when we come into a room and we flip the light switch on, we want it to come on 100 out of 100 times. So some scientists did some research. And with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and 70% of the people got better when we had this whole house filter on. So Graham and I said, well, wait a minute, how come only 70 people, or 70% to me, got better? It should be 100% if that's the cause. So then we went back and looked at the waveforms, and we said, oh, gee, you know, the waveform didn't improve that much. Well, why? Well, there's two sources of this dirty electricity, if that's what you want to call it. One is what's coming in off the grid. The other is what you're putting on with your own electronic equipment. And so the 30% that didn't get better had a lot of electronic equipment in their house, you know, big screen TVs, things like that, that really craps up the sine wave, and then that, of course, they didn't get better. So then we figured, well, okay, let's make a filter that goes, that we can put out and about the house where it's actually needed. So if you need it on your TV, you can put it on the TV. If you need it on your computer, you put it on the computer. If there's some...
Okay, did we lose him? I don't know what happened there. You can get him back, Todd. I appreciate it. I don't know what happened. Okay, we'll get back up quick again, folks. We really will. But I want to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, David has sent Marsh and I the meter and the filters to place on the outlets. Now, Marsha likes working the kind of thing, so he grabbed a hold of that and took the lead with it and went through the house plugging the meter into our outlets. And folks, anything above 50 is dangerous. Some of ours were up to 1200. Now, in my office here where I do the radio broadcast, where I work and write quite often with computers around me and of course the radio equipment and all the other things here and of course Wi-Fi and all this coming in, the levels were astronomical. When the filters are put on, all of them are cut down from 25 to 50 immediately. Now, I'm a diabetic, as most of y'all know. It did not do anything to help me that I can tell with the diabetes, probably because my pancreas is fried with Agent Orange. But what it did to clarify my thinking, and before I even noticed that, was happening, I told Marcia, she was in the kitchen, and I was in the front room. I said, the house feels lighter, brighter, cleaner. I didn't know what word to use. I had no idea how to explain it. But immediately I could feel a sense in the atmosphere, a difference in the atmosphere. I could sense there was something not as heavy on me, and the energy that I felt in the well-being, I should say, in my mind, especially to start off with. I could tell that my thinking was clear almost immediately. Now, David, you back with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened
okay.
Or where I dropped off.
I don't know what happened either, but anyway, just tell the folks what happened when you plugged, Marcel plugged ours in the first time. She went through the house and did all the tests. Our meters in some places, especially back here in the office where I work and do the broadcast, was off the charts. I mean, we're talking like 1,200 or better in some of them. And the meters took them down to 25 to 50 immediately. But I noticed, as I was telling them that as soon as they were hooked up, and within a couple of hours, I was in the front room, Marcel in the kitchen fixing supper. I said, hey, there's something about, something feels brighter, lighter. I couldn't explain it, but I could sense it. And I'm going to say this, and I sure need this. My thinking got clearer. And it didn't happen in 3 seconds. It took a few days for me to tell the difference. But I could tell that I was thinking clear. I didn't feel as fatigued in my mind. I don't know how to get that across. I felt more energetic. Now, it did not help my diabetes at all, that I could tell, but my pancreas was fired with Agent Orange. I know that's probably why. But nonetheless, what I sensed in difference in my body and in my mind was absolutely astounding. Now, you go ahead and finish up your story. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to share that.
Well, no, I don't know where I left off, but because I was talking to myself.
You were for a while, but you were talking about some of the things you've done with it and how to help fibromyalgia and other things. Go ahead.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of research done on this now, and like chronic fatigue, for example, things like that, and the research is independent research, and it's the only, ours is the only filter or anything, because there are a lot of people that have tried to make knockoffs or something, but ours is the only one that, ours is original, first of all, is developed by people in the electrical industry, not people who, you know, were headhunters or something like that, and then all of a sudden they decide to make a fast buck off of somebody else's hard work. So what happened is these scientists did research, and it's published in peer-reviewed medical journals. Professor of Medicine Samuel Milham, he's written books and everything on it, but he's done research, and he went to Olympia, Washington Library, and he collected the urine from the people there. There was 12 people working there, and he collected their urine for 12 weeks, and nobody had less than 300 neurotransmitters in their urine. Now, the neurotransmitters, what they are is it's the electrical grid for your immune system. So you don't want to have any in your urine because you don't want to have them come out of your body. So when we went and they put the filters in, and there was two shifts out there, so you have to say within 8 hours, because we don't know if they collected your urine beginning or at the end of the shift, but within 8 hours, nobody had more than 3 neurotransmitters in their urine, and they checked it for the next 12 weeks, and nobody had more than 3 after that. So your immune system goes back to work within 8 hours. Blood sugar takes about 20 minutes to an hour before that changes. And these are numbers that are plotted against the number. I mean, if you say you have a headache and your headache goes away, only you know you had the headache. I can't prove or disprove that. But blood sugar is a number. Neurotransmitters is a number. Free radicals in the blood are is a number. A pH in your saliva is a number. And you become more alkaline in about 2 hours after they're in. So these are numbers
What does that mean, become more alkaline? What does that tell you?
Well, it's my understanding that cancer can't live in an alkaline environment.
That's true. I've heard the same thing, yes.
I mean, I've heard that, but and I guess it's better to be alkaline than acidic. I'm not the doctor, but that's what I'm told. And so, but I hang around a lot of doctors, and they say, oh, yeah, it's all good things, you know. So, but we used to enjoy 100% success with these. But remember, before we didn't have Wi-Fi, we didn't have deck phones, we didn't have, you know, people with cell phones in their pocket and things like that. So that's another thing, you know. But the dirty power, the most biologically active frequencies are between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. Now that's according to the World Health Organization, Russian government, Japanese government, they all accept that those are the most biologically active frequencies. And that's what you'll find on your wires. For example, a Mac computer, we'll put 12.5 kilohertz back on your power lines and on your billing.
And then what does that mean? Explain to me what that means.
Well, when current goes in a direction, it builds a field. And when it stops, the field collapses and it induces current in anything around it. So we have 60 cycle power coming in and out of our, you know, on the lines. Okay, it goes in and, okay, running our equipment. But when we chop it up and we create, it's like an arc, then we have all these high-frequency transients. It goes up and down, and it's like, if I tell you to go up the stair steps, only go up two steps, come down one, go up two, come down one. You reverse direction many times, okay? So what happens is anything above 2 kilohertz, that energy will dissipate internal to the human body. So like a Mac computer is going to put 12.5 kilohertz back on. A Dell tower will put 16.6 kilohertz. Compact fluorescent lights, the ones that look like a snake, will put they'll put between 50 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz back on every wire in the whole house.
Wow.
Plus they radiate. LED lights usually put between 37.5. They'll usually put like a burst of 37.5 and 62.5 kilohertz back on the wires.
So what we're doing there, what this is doing is actually bombarding us 24/7 with all manner of dirty electricity and radiation. Is that also true?
That's kind of simplified it, yeah.
Well, you have to simplify it. I'm a hillbilly. You got to make it real simple.
Well, that's as simple as you can get it. I don't know how many engineers you have in the audience, but that's...
Most of them are less smart than I am in this type of thing, I guarantee you. But so what we're doing, the 24/7 is poisoning our body, destroying our cells, destroying our immune system, and all manner of problems, all manner of situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It causes skin rash. It causes heart palpitations. Digestive problems, abdominal pain. You can go on the internet. You can look up the symptoms. Just type in radio wave sickness, headaches, dizziness, nausea, difficulty concentrating, and of course your heart is like an electrical impulse, People with pacemakers really have issues.
Well, I can see why. So you started developing these, how long ago did you start working on this?
Well, the first ones we made about 1998, somewhere around there. And actually, we built them, and we gave them to people. And then people were getting, like, super miraculously better. And then, of course, everybody had seen, how did he get so better? And they tell him. And so finally, he got to the point where we gave tens of thousands of them away. And then it's like, wait a minute, we can't keep doing this, or we're going to be broke here. So then we had to start... And we got them UL approved and everything, and we went to China and we have them made there so we can afford to sell them.
Well, so when you start developing this, how long did it take you to perfect it the way you have it now? Hang on through the break.
Okay, sure. Away.
Folks, if you want to call next half hour and ask a question, you're welcome to, because I don't understand all the questions to ask. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Now, for you folks just tuning in, and for a little bit there, we lost our signal here from the feed on the internet, on the satellite. So it just happened. It happened. We're back up again. If you listen, just got back on the air with us, and you listen to us. We're talking to David Stetzer about a product he developed that takes the dirty electricity out of your home, keeps your body from being radiated and bombarded constantly with all this, I guess you say, filthy air that poisons your body, poisons the system. It can cause cancer. It can cause fibromyalgia. It can cause all manner of situations. It can cause memory loss. It can cause ringing in the ears. All this. I went online and looked these things up. I'm not an expert on by any means, but I did look it up, and I had some sent to me to try in my home. And again, I've already shared with you that immediately after you put these things in, all through the house, we went through Ted or Marcia. I said we, Marcia did. Test every outlet in the house. And she plugged one in the washroom, and the other ones got low. The other outlets also got lower, but not where you want them. Everyone should be 50 or below. And some of ours, like I said, were 1,200. That's an amazing difference. But now they're 35 to 50 max on all the outlets. But the difference I could feel in the mental capacity to think clear and the lightness in the air, the house felt cleaner. I don't know how to say that. No way that I can know how to describe that. But it was immediate as far as the house feeling better. It was. 2 or 3 days later, I noticed I was thinking better. I'm actually, I do write some, David. I've written about 5 books, starting on the 6th one now. And I noticed that my thoughts are clear when I'm writing. And that's kind of important, you know. I mean, I don't know maybe writing better, but I can write it quicker because I'm thinking clear. Does that make sense?
Oh, for me it does, sure. Absolutely. Yes.
So anyway, you go ahead now, but now you tell them what you have witnessed and what tests you've had resulted that have come back to you and with the results of using your product. And folks, you want to call and ask any questions, 844-769-2944. And if you have any type of electronics in your home, or if you have a TV in your home, if you have electricity coming into your home, you need this thing. You need these desperately. We're killing ourselves and don't even know it. Go ahead, David.
Well, even if you don't have any electronics in your home, but your neighbor does, you'll actually have it. Light dimmer switches are bad, too. And like I said, the CFLs, things like that. And the numbers actually mean something. Like you said, you had 1,200. Well, there was some research done in California at the La Quinta Middle School. And the teacher contract there is like 180 days, and they have to work 6 hours a day. So if you're in this environment for more than 6 hours a day for 180 days, and the number's over 2,000, you've increased your chances of getting cancer by 25%. If the number's above 1,000, now that would be you because it was 1,200, you've increased your chances of getting cancer by 15%. However, you're probably in your home more than 6 hours a day, and certainly and certainly more than 180 days in the year. You see, so those are the statistics. You know, I mean, it's like a calculator. It doesn't matter if you got a Texas Instrument or a Sony calculator. If you put in 6 times 6 equal, you're going to get 36 every time. So statistics are that way. I mean, you can't change them. They're numbers. It's a proven thing, and that's what's the numbers that they come up with, statisticians.
Well, now some of the testimonies you received, I'd like you to tell us, folks, about some of the things you have had been in contact about. This what it's done for people that you know personally.
Well, people. Well, we put them in a school, and there was 3 buildings in a school district, and we put them in 2 buildings one day, and then the bigger building got it the last day. And it went on for a few weeks, and the school nurse got a call from one of the moms and said, how come you didn't send the inhaler home with little Johnny to get refilled because he had asthma? And the school nurse said, well, that's because he hasn't come in to get a puff off his inhaler. He hasn't been using it. And then, of course, they got the big argument. Well, she thought, well, okay, I have to defend this. So she went back and she looked. And nobody had been in to get puffs off their inhaler. 37 kids had asthma in that school district, and 37 kids no longer had asthma
or oh my.
Used the inhaler. And she took it back to the very day that they were plugged in the 2 buildings, and then the other one was a day later. So come right there, when the filter's plugged in, they attributed it to us. Of course, then one of the moms said, well, look, if that's the case, if I plug him in at home, he shouldn't use the inhaler at home either. And, well, that would stand to reason. So anyway, she got him, and a little while later, there was 36 other moms that ordered filters.
Wow. Well, now, this may be a silly question, but would it help COPD victims?
I don't know. Well, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I can't offer the medical advice. But what I was told, okay, by doctors, is that your body is allergic to these fields. And when you're allergic to something, your body will produce histamine. And so that's what the doctors give you, is an antihistamine. So like one of the guys in Russia told me, he said, look, if there's 4 people in the room and we're all allergic to cats, and somebody brings a cat in, somebody might start wheezing, another guy starts getting a rash, somebody's eyes might start watering, and somebody's nose is running or whatever. So now we can all take antihistamines to help those symptoms. But the best thing they could do is get rid of the cat. And that's what we're doing here. We're getting rid of the cat. We're getting rid of the cause of these symptoms. There's no reason for the body to produce histamine, see?
You just said something that I hadn't really paid attention to. My nose has run a lot in the past, and I just assume it's allergies. I didn't think anything about that. But now that you mention it, I didn't notice it. But my nose is not running near as much.
Sinusitis is one of the actually one of the symptoms.
Wow, I didn't know. Isn't that a shame? I'm living right here and I didn't even think about that. I notice I'm not wiping nose as much, and it's not. Well, I never thought about that. That is phenomenal. I mean, gee, that's just another effect I didn't know it had on me. And you talk about people has it helped anybody that you know of with arthritis, this type of things? I mean, does it do anything about that?
I don't know specifically about arthritis, I mean, but it helps your immune system, so that's a for sure thing. Respiratory is like sinusitis, actually blood pressure is one of the things, but respiratory is sinusitis, bronchitis, pneumonia, asthma, but blood pressure, and it can cause altered sugar metabolism. That's why you get the high and low. It can cause it. Usually it's high, but it actually can people who can cause, low. And it's a lot of people who have what they call celiac disease. They can't eat flour or something like that.
Right, anyway, right.
Yeah, that usually goes away almost instantly.
My goodness. Well, now, it boosts the immune system, you said, and that's important, especially with all this coronavirus scare. And I won't get into that because I think it's hyped up a lot more than it should be. But nonetheless, they're certainly doing a good job shutting everything down with it. But the frequencies that we are around, can they make us literally sick as far as being susceptible to different things like viruses and bacteria and all these things?
Well, if you have a compromised immune system, I mean, I'm sure you're going to, if you do get something, you're going to get it harder than anybody else, I would imagine. But the neurotransmitters is a number, and that's how strong your immune system is. It's like the electrical grid. I mean, if you get a, for example, you start to get a bug, some sort of bacteria or something, your body will get a fever, you know, to kill that bug. That's the immune system response, okay? Well, if it's hindered or those signals don't get there that the bug, then all of a sudden you get like a bigger bug or more bugs or whatever. So it does, the immune system is definitely affected by this dirty power, these frequencies. And if we remove them, your immune system goes back to work. We know for sure within 8 hours. Now, I think it would be sooner, but at least the neurotransmitter part is working within 8 hours. And that's published in peer-reviewed medical journal.
Well, you know, there's nowhere we can go in this country. If you live anywhere, if you travel in town anywhere, out to even back when you used to be able to go out to eat before they shut the thing down. But anyway, when you're in restaurants or hospitals or anywhere in public, everyone has Wi-Fi, and as a matter of fact, advertiser, we have Wi-Fi. I mean, it's everywhere you go, and this dirty electricity is everywhere you go. So, essentially, 24/7, we're getting hit with all this, and your home should be a refuge. So, your home can be a refuge from this bombardment with the filters in the house, can it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you go to a restaurant, and the guy has Wi-Fi on, you can't tell him to turn the Wi-Fi off, and if he did, he's not going to anyway. But in your own home, you have control over what you can do in your own home, and you can turn your Wi-Fi off, and you'll sleep better at night. But you can put the filters in. Those are the most biologically active frequencies. Now, with the rollout of the smart meter, okay, even if you can elect out of it, that smart meter transmits a signal. But in order to transmit it, it has to take an AC circuit and turn it into DC for the transmitter. And that has a switch mode power supply in it. That creates 50 kilohertz, and it puts 50 kilohertz everywhere in your house. So if you're in your bedroom sleeping at night and the smart meter's on the far end of the house, or out in the yard, you're still got 50 kilohertz laying right, you know, on the wires next to your bed. Plug the filter in, you don't have the 50 kilohertz. It's gone. It shorts it out.
Just out of curiosity, I live out in the country, and I'm off. Mm-hmm. There are no neighbors within 200 yards from me, mm-hmm. up through the woods. I mean, you can't see any houses from my house. It's very private where I live. With the smart meters in their homes, I don't have one in my home. I sent a letter to the power company and had it notarized. I don't want this. They haven't put one on yet. But if the neighbors have them, how far away can that filter?
Oh, it's going to be on the line. If the neighbors got it, a smart meter, so do you. It's on the grid. It's riding on the power line.
Well, I noticed that the meter reader still comes here to our house to read the meter.
Yes, but the power line still comes in. It comes from the substation out. It went through the transformer for the neighbor, but once it goes through the transformer, it still comes back. Okay, it's still on the line. It's alternating current. So it gets crapped up, and it transfers over the transformer.
So there's really no way to escape it?
Other than shorting it out, no.
Other than the filters.
That's
first,
right.
The line's open. I can't believe nobody's calling. 844-769-2944. Now,
the thing of it is, if you're selling, something that shoes, for example, or a certain brand of shoes, well, yeah, everybody needs shoes. You know, but if you're selling something that not everybody needs, I mean, you don't need heart medicine if you don't have a bad heart, I suppose. But this is something that everybody needs because nobody in North America or the planet where they have electricity, there's nobody that doesn't need it because it's there.
Wow.
You have dirty power. You got to short it out.
Let's take a phone call. Let's take a phone call from a friend that's been with this ministry for a lot of years to support us, Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Here's something y'all forgot about. Remember in 2008 when Obama change the frequency of the radio station, TV stations. You remember that?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Do you, David?
But I didn't hear the question. I didn't hear
that. He asked if you remember when Obama changed the radio, the TV station's frequencies. I don't remember him doing that, but I'm sure he did. Do you remember that, when he did that?
No. I don't know what he's talking about. Remember they changed it so it was a digital signal? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Mick.
Now, that's part of the problem. It's zapped all over the world. Now, how can we prevent from that? Can we get rid of this station, whatever, make the satellites down from these military satellites? They're using on us as well. That don't help. They've got these telephone towers about, every couple blocks or so. That don't help.
No, it doesn't. But the filters in the home and the lines will help tremendously in lowering this. From personal experience, hey, that really does help. And another, you brought up a good point here too, Mick. 4G and now 5G. What's that mean to us,
6G.
David?
6G.
And 6G been talked about, right?
They're much, much higher frequencies, okay? And the problem is that they're going to be everywhere. We're going to be bombarded with it. I mean, now, you live in a rural area, you probably don't get very good cell reception somewhere or something. And so if you're not right in line with a cell tower or something like that, you're probably okay, or you're not being radiated from that. Well, the problem with 5G, it's going to be everywhere. And it's just going to be like a blanket, and there's actually no escape.
Well, so many people are so excited about that. Well, I'm going to get better service everywhere I am. I wish to goodness I had never invented computers and cell phones. I wish it had been invented. I really do. People would die without them in the day, but we got by without them for a long, long time. Wish it had been invented. But, Mick, anything else you want to say?
Okay, now I left out something here. Remember these little flashlights or diode flashlights?
Right.
What about them?
The people selling diodes that supposedly do all these things, it's a scam. The results can't be measured.
Yep, but they still operate in the diode realm, though. Am I right?
Say that again, Mick.
I said they operate in the same realm as the Wi-Fi, a diode.
Oh, okay.
They are.
Okay, the diodes work in the same mode as a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, you agree? What do you think about that?
No, Wi-Fi is a transmitted signal. A diode, just current can go one way and not the other through a diode.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm telling you, it's, which it can cause cataracts. If you're not, but you're aware of that.
Cause cataracts. Are you aware of that? David?
Well, this stuff will cause cataracts. Yes,
stuff will.
Yeah, no. That's one of the symptoms. Cataracts. Let me see. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Mick, you got to jump. Good call, though. Thanks for bringing up points.
Sure,
appreciate
right.
it. Good call. 844-769-2944. Well, David, you're loaded with information, right? And my mind doesn't go in the odd directions yours does. But a lot of people, a lot of businesses are pushing for 5G. They think it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And now they're talking about the 6G, the next step up. When that goes into effect, and it is, can it cause things like coronavirus?
That I can't tell you. I don't know. That's an area out of my expertise, really. There's people that say it can, but you have to look at their credentials and what they, I think the jury's still out on that. I don't know how it can, but then I'm not an expert on that. I just...
Well, you know, there's reports out, and no way I can prove this, obviously, that in Wuhan was one of the first areas in China to receive 5G. And soon after that, this virus supposedly escaped and it's going around the world. Now, whether that's part of it or not, I don't know. But a lot of people out there are saying this is part of it. I can't see how that would connect. That's why I was asking you. I thought maybe you might know about that.
No, I can't connect those dots for you because that's an area totally out of my expertise. I hang out with doctors, but, you know, I never ask them about this, about that. Of course, we didn't have the coronavirus, you know, when I was doing research with them.
That's
so
true.
And so I would find that, from an engineering standpoint, kind of hard to swallow, but I would say that somebody who was exposed to 5G would be more susceptible to, you know, getting it or getting a worse or more severe case of it because you don't have your immune system.
Well, that's a good point also. And, folks, I'm going to give you a phone number a minute to call to order these. I don't sell these. Our ministry does not sell these. Daniel Breeman gave me David's number to call him because I heard him on Daniel's program one day, and I was so impressed with what he said. I'm going to give you the Power Hour phone number a minute so you can call and order these for your home. Now, I don't know how to suggest on any stronger terms that I think this is needed. Just like I talked about the rural Berkey. I mean, if you don't have a water filter today in today's country, in today's society, with all these man-made and natural disasters, I don't know where your head is. They just had a 5-point-something earthquake in Salt Lake City. Knocked down buildings and rattled everybody up pretty good. They had 6 earthquakes in Tennessee. They had 5 yesterday, day 4 yesterday. They had 6 or so in Northeast here a couple days ago. Things are happening, and I do believe a righteous God is pretty PO'd with the whole world, but especially America. Man-made or natural disasters can make you sick and can kill you if you don't have water and food. That's just all there is to it. But this is another way to try to protect yourself and your family. Are there some people more susceptible to this than other people? Dave, is that a fair question?
Oh, actually, yeah, it's a real good question. And there's a guy named Dr. Carl Mara, M-A-R-H-A, I think it is. He used to be the head of the Occupational Disease and Therapy Center in Prague, Czechoslovakia. And he came to the United States and he did a symposium in 1969. And Ontario Hydro hired him right after that. But he's written a book, okay? But in there, he has like 288 references. And what he says is that when you get exposed to this stuff, it lowers the resistance in your body. Now, current takes the path of least resistance. So if you have a lower resistance, more current will flow through your body than mine. And then as the more current flows through it, your resistance gets lower. And so the lower your resistance, the more current, and it's like a spiral going downhill the whole time. So, yes, some people can be more susceptible, and they get so sensitive that, I mean, I've been in rooms where people, they say, oh, you got your cell phone on, you know, and it's like, how do you know, and, or put your cell phone in airplane mode. And they can tell the least things, you know, like aftershave. They get real sensitive to, like, smells and everything. Like, oh, can you leave, you know, can you go wash your face? You got aftershave on. So, I mean, I've been in people that really, really sensitive to this stuff. And like I said, people who have pacemakers in, you know, that wires that are in their chest, it's like an antenna. And of course, this electrical signals and stuff, you know, it gets induced into those wires. And of course, where's it connected to? Right to your heart, which is an electrical thing, you know, so it can throw the rhythm off and really, really makes people sick.
Folks, this is one of probably the most important programs I've ever done for health-wise because these are things you can't escape. You should at least have a place of refuge where you can go get out of them, and your home should be it. You're not going to get out of it anywhere else. Doctor's office, no matter where you are, you're going to be bombarded with Wi-Fi and dirty electricity. 99.9% of the people in this world have no idea what we're talking about tonight and don't really care. And what is your website, David? People look at your company and what you do.
Okay, yes, you can go to StetzerElectric.com, and if anybody has any questions, I'll call them, or, you know, if they call, if I'm on the phone or something, I'll call you back, just leave a number with the secretary.
And what's that number they can call?
Okay, it's 608-989-9800. 2571. And it'll be on StetzerElectric.com too, but ask for me. We have other qualified people there, but you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you. We have extensive knowledge of, electrical engineering and electricity there. And so what we'll do is we'll talk to you, and if we're on the phone or tied up at the time, I'll call you back.
And we'll call you back, folks. He'll call you back.
No, we'll call you back, and you don't get machines there. I mean, you get a real person.
No, you get a real sweet lady answering the phone when I talk to her.
No, you're going to get a real person. I'm coming from an old school, and I don't like those. I don't like talking on those machines myself.
Push
the button for this. If you're a real person, push one, or, if you want an English, push two or something. And
well, folks, the number again is 608-989-2571. Now, if you'll call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, ask him about the product. We don't sell it here. But if you have any questions, call and ask David first what you should look for, what it can do for you. Maybe you can tell him about your symptoms you're having. Maybe you are having heart palpitations. Maybe you're having other problems. Maybe you're getting dizzy. Maybe your sinus is bothering you and your nose is draining. All these things can be called by this situation. You can call me again at 608-989-2571. You can order the product, the items, through 877-817-9829. And then, Dave, we're down about the last 2 minutes here. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, again, it isn't something. This is not a scam. This is not selling something that's making false claims. All this has been done, by scientists from around the world, really, literally, and published in peer-reviewed medical journals. And ours is the only one that any research has been done on, and it was developed by electrical engineers and professors of electrical engineering. And so it was developed by us, and not somebody else just dabbling in something. I mean, I'm not going to open a bakery because I don't know how to bake a cake.
That makes sense. And again, 608-989-2571 to call and talk to David. And I would strongly urge you to do that. You probably have questions I didn't think to ask tonight, and maybe they won't call and get on the air, but you can call David up. He'll answer all your questions. He'll take care of whatever he can take care of to help you to do what's right and take care of your health, your family's health. And folks, for a small investment, you can do this, and it's going to make a big difference for you. Well, David, I'm going to let you go now, but I've enjoyed having you, and maybe we'll have to do this again sometime in the future, because I'm sure when you go off the air, I'm going to think a lot more questions should I ask you, but I'm not at all an engineer or electronic expert of any kind. I can barely play a radio, so that isn't me. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. That's all that I am. But I want to thank you for taking time to give us an education and sharing with us your wonderful ideas and your products.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to do it again.
I'll be talking to you real soon, my friend. I really will. And we have a wonderful day and evening, and I'll talk to you next few days.
You too. Stay healthy.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern. Answer your questions, take the place orders, whatever you want to do. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.